Omar accuses Trump of harboring inherent racism for years. By Hannah Blow on July 23, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, took shots at President Trump, accusing him of harboring inherent racism for years during a speech at the Muslim Collective for Equitable Democracy Tuesday. Omar asserted that Trump's critical remarks are rooted in racism and claimed that it is not a new development. As Trump, she says, has harbored racist sentiments throughout his entire life. Right now, even when we're talking about the president, people will say, you know, his remarks are racist. And we'll forget the inherent racism that has always been part of him, Omar explained. She said Trump always takes an opportunity to others to vilify them and destroy their existence and ability to access our justice system, adding that racism can kill. Racism distracts, racism destroys and racism can kill, she continued. And so we have to also confront that. So often, so many people walk around naive to the idea of how threatening this could be. And we see it creep into so many policies. As Breitbart News pointed out, members of the squad, which Omar remains a part of, have a history of making controversial racial remarks of their own. Breitbart News said. Omar has a long history of anti-Israel statements that have included anti-Semitic themes, such as suggesting that Jews control the world. In 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." Local Jewish community leaders in Minnesota staged an intervention before she took up her seat in Congress. To no avail, she continued making offensive anti-Israel and anti-Semitic statements. In February, Omar tweeted, "It's all about the Benjamin's baby," suggesting, falsely, that a pro-Israel group, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, bribed members of Congress to support Israel. The implication was that Jews were using money to control Congress. Omar apologized for that tweet, but went on. A few weeks later, to claim that pro-Israel members of Congress owed allegiance to a foreign country. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, a fellow Democrat, called her statement a vile anti-Semitic slur, but she refused to apologize. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, recently insulted the Jewish community by comparing migrant shelters to concentration camps. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, once accused Representative Mark Meadows, RNC, of using housing and urban development official Lynn Patton as a prop during the hearing on Trump's supposed racism. And Representative Ayanga Pressley, DMA, recently told Netroots Nation that Democrats don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice. The president took aim at Omar specifically Tuesday morning. He wrote, "In 2016 I almost won Minnesota. In 2020, because of America-hating anti-Semite rep. Omar, and the fact that Minnesota is having its best economic year ever, I will win the state. We are going to be a nightmare to the president," she say. No, OCK plus 3 are a nightmare for America.